Hi, I'm Kate from Psych for Life.
Now you know what to say after your child succeeds or doesn't succeed, but whether you realize it or not, they also learn about persistence by watching you. It's natural for us to want our kids to look up to us, to view us as competent. But what's also true, if we only let our children see us succeed and we don't show them how we struggle, then we're missing out on the opportunity to teach them by modeling this important skill of persistence. So we talked to Dr. Kelsey Luca to see how we can actually help our kids by letting them see us struggle.
A really important thing that we want to think about as parents, as caregivers, is how do we teach our children to deal with failure in a healthy way, right? Failure is an inevitable part of success, and getting kids to realize and learn that failure is part of the process is very important, and starting from an early age is really important. And something you might be tempted to believe is if you want to promote persistence in your kid, just show them lots of success, right? Show them overcoming challenges. But in the real world, usually on that path to success, we often fail. We often fail many times before we reach success. And what we're finding with our new research on how children model the persistence of others, we find that children are the most persistent, not when they see adult models be very successful and do it fast and do it easily, but rather when they work hard and face some struggle and really have to endure some hardship before they reach their final goal. That's when we see the kids are most persistent, when they see that kind of progression to success that is full of challenges and hard work.
So how does this translate into our own lives with our own children? Does it mean that if we stumble on the ice skating rink when we're out there with them, we should sit down and throw a fit and cry and say, I can't do this. This is so hard. Absolutely not. Remember how in the last video, we talked about when our children don't succeed, we need to focus on their effort. The same is true when we are struggling. We need to focus on our own effort. So at the ice skating rink, when we stumble, we might sit down on the rink and say to our children, wow, this is harder than I thought. I guess I really need to keep practicing. And also, the point is not simply to let our children see us fail. We want them to see us work through challenges that are hard for us and eventually succeed.
So one way that we can measure these things in the lab is we bring families in. Usually it's the caregiver comes with their toddler, and we construct this setting that gets kids really motivated. And in this one experiment that we did that we published in 2020, we put infants in this room, and there was this toy out of reach. And to get the toy, because it was all the way on the other side of this table, they sat across from it, they had to pull a rope to get the toy. And before we let them at it themselves, we had them watch an experimenter complete the task. And babies saw one of three different things. They either saw an experimenter pull the rope to try to get the toy, pull it really hard, she was very convincing, pull it, and then fail. She never got the toy. She couldn't do it. Another experimenter pulled really hard that same effort, and at the end, she got it. She pulled it all the way towards her. In a third and final condition, the experimenter pulled it successfully, quickly, she easily got it. Pulled it, it came right in front of her, she got the toy, easy. We gave babies that same task themselves, but unbeknownst to them, we glued the container to the table. So no matter how hard they pulled, no matter what they saw, the task for them was always impossible. So then they got it themselves, they're ready to go, they're motivated, they're excited, they have that rope in front of them. When they just saw someone easily, quickly do it, they themselves get it. What they do is they try, they yank it, it doesn't come towards them. They get angry, they're not happy. They throw the rope, they give up quickly. They turn to the experimenter, they say, hey, you do it for me. They were not having it. In the other condition, when babies first saw an experimenter try really hard and fail, when they got it, they didn't even engage. They were just disinterested. They were like, this is impossible for you. It's going to be impossible for me. I'm not even going to bother. But what happened when babies saw someone work really hard and then after working really hard successfully get the toy, they themselves pulled harder and they were happy about it. They were excited to overcome that challenge. But it was really exciting because it showed us What you do really shapes what babies themselves do, and they calibrate. They know if it's going to be impossible for you, it's going to be impossible for me. If it's easy for you and then it's impossible for me, they're not happy. But if they go into a challenge knowing this is going to be hard, this is going to require work, they're more likely to put the effort forward and they're less likely to get frustrated. They're more likely to work harder when given new tasks.
How do we incorporate this into our daily lives? Well, here are two good options. One, we can talk to our kids about our daily struggles. And number two, we can pick an activity that we do with our children and learn together. So step one, talking to them. Most likely you already have some challenges in your life that you can use. So I'd like you to take a moment and grab a pen and a paper, or even just make a mental note. What's one struggle in your life that you're working with right now? Maybe it's at home or at work. Now, we don't want to choose something that involves our child, such as, I'm having trouble getting you to pick up your room. It should be something that's yours, that requires your effort and your persistence. So the next time you're talking to your kid, you might want to tell them about the struggle. Remember to focus on the effort you put in, the strategies you tried, and things you did well. Option two, picking a new activity. As an adult, you know a lot, and it's easy to forget that so much of what we know has taken a lot of time and a lot of effort to acquire. So I want you to take a minute and think of something that you've never learned how to do. Now, this should not be a huge undertaking that's going to cost a lot of money or take a lot of time, but something fairly simple, maybe learning a new language one word at a time, or practicing some dance moves online, or maybe picking up the video game that your child has been playing. You can pick something practical, like fixing something around the house or cooking something new.
So imagine you're in the kitchen and you're making banana bread, right? Bring your kid into the kitchen and make that banana bread with them. And along the way, you're going to face a lot of challenges. You might take 2 cups of flour and put it in the wet mix and realize you were only supposed to put in one. And then you've got to start over. Bringing your kid along with you as you encounter those challenges, as you adapt, revise, update toward that final product, they're going to remember those messages and they're going to take it with them when they face their own challenges outside the kitchen.
But what if we don't succeed? We want our kids to see us struggle, but eventually succeed. But sometimes as adults, we pick tasks where we don't succeed. What can we do to show our children how to learn from failure and become more successful in the future? Well, that depends on why we weren't able to succeed. Let's talk through 3 examples. Number one, if the task is just too big, we can focus on each small step. So if we walk in to see the washing machine leaking all over the floor, instead of making the bold claim that I need to fix the washing machine, which I have no idea how to do, I might start by saying we need to stop it from leaking all over the floor. Number two, if it's something that's just out of our control, then we focus on our reactions and our effort. So in my washing machine example, if I try switching off the power and turning it back on and it still doesn't work, I might say, I thought that was going to work, but we'll figure something out. And number three, if we just need to change our plans, we can talk to our kids about that. We can talk to them about the big goals we're trying to achieve and other ways we can achieve them. So in my washing machine example, I could say, the important thing is that we have clean clothes for you to wear to school tomorrow. So we're going to head over to grandma's and do our laundry, and we'll figure out how to fix the washing machine tomorrow. So here are our key takeaways. One, it's okay to let your kids see you struggle with difficult tasks. Two, remember to use words like I'm trying instead of words like I can't. And three, remember to celebrate the small victories. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.